In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us pray. O Lord, may our attitude and spirit be like that of Samuel, who said, "Speak, O Lord, your servant hears."
Amen.
We, the jury, find the defendant to be not guilty. In our legal system, when a jury statement says this, the jury clears all charges of guilt and proves the defendant's presumed innocence. This is called vindication, or in the case of the one being accused, being vindicated. Today, Easter Sunday, is a day when justice is served. Easter Sunday is the day when the charged parties are cleared of all accusations of guilt. Easter is vindication. But who is vindicated at Easter? Well, firstly, Easter is vindication for Christ. But Christ did nothing wrong. He shouldn't have died, you might be thinking. And you'd be right. Christ was already innocent, already blameless, already perfect. He is God, after all. Yet Christ was accused of many things. He was accused of blasphemy, fraud, fomenting insurrection, and sedition and treason. Therefore, to be vindicated, to be cleared of all charges of guilt, Christ had to be found not guilty. You see, it was kind of the opposite of our system. He was presumed guilty until proven innocent. But he was nonetheless put to death, silenced despite being innocent all along. It is difficult, nay, impossible, for a dead man to vindicate himself, especially when he was condemned and executed as a criminal. After all, crucifixion was not only one of the most painful ways to die, but it was also one of the most shameful and disgraceful forms of execution, usually reserved for the worst of criminals. Who was going to believe Jesus, especially if he was dead upon a cross? Yet Christ did not stay dead, and by his resurrection he proved who he was. He was not a blasphemer, not a fraud, not an insurrectionist, and not a seditionist. Christ was truly the Son of God, the only path to salvation, King of heaven, which is not of this world, and an upholder of creation. And his resurrection, his vanquishing of death, proves this. By his resurrection on Easter, Christ was proven right. Christ was vindicated. And the possibility of Christ being right scared people. That's why the chief priests and the Pharisees talked to Pilate into posting a Roman guard on Jesus' tomb after he died. And after Christ had arisen, people really got scared. After all, if Christ was proven right, then his enemies were just proven wrong and would lose face or worse. Therefore, Jesus' enemies went as far as to actively suppress the truth. St. Matthew tells us that the chief priest gave a sufficient sum of money to the soldiers who were guarding the tomb so that they would say that Jesus' disciples stole the body of Jesus. And so they continue their tactics to this day. Namely, they will go after you. They will tell you lies, yes, but they will also tell a few truths, particularly truths that make us uncomfortable. You see, you and I are dead to sin. You and I do not do what we want, but we do the very thing we hate. We have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. This conundrum even plagued Jesus' followers. St. Mark tells us that when the three women found the tomb empty, they ran away afraid. It didn't say anything to anyone, well, at least at first. It is for this reason, our inability to do what is right, that we cannot resurrect ourselves. And as we are dead, unable to rise, we cannot vindicate ourselves. We cannot put up an adequate defense of ourselves. And all the charges brought against us will stick. The prosecution has us dead to rights. We have blasphemed God's name. We are all frauds and hypocrites, yourself, myself included. All of us have betrayed God and incite others to do likewise. And for our crimes, we are guilty. For our crimes, we deserve death. Not lethal injection or the electric chair. Far worse, the fires of hell. However, I can tell you with full confidence that Easter is vindication for us, too. Huh? But Vicar, didn't you just say we're all guilty of sin? Why, yes, I did. But that's not the whole story. Consider for a moment. Why did Christ endure all that abandonment, suffering, and humiliation? Why did he endure the death on the cross? He did it for you. By his blood and death, Christ covered our guilt, putting it to death. And by his resurrection, we have new life. And the world doesn't want you to know this. They can't stand to be proven wrong. They can't stand to have their winning streak broken. They cannot stand that they have no more power over you, that they cannot profit off of you. And this is why the world vehemently denies the resurrection, despite there being eyewitnesses to it. This is why they work so hard to keep you from going to church, from hearing God's word. But in the end, none of their words, none of their accusations, none of their tactics can change the facts. And the facts are these. Christ is righteous. Christ died for your sins, all of them. And Christ really and truly rose triumphant from the dead. They cannot change the fact that in Christ you have been vindicated. But our vindication doesn't stop there. Easter is vindication for us also on the last day. Our days are numbered, yes. We will die. We live in a sinful world after all. But as we struggle with our sinful flesh, as we fight against the desires of our flesh and daily die to sin, we look forward to the time when this struggle will cease. And that time will be when we die. But our death won't be the end. Christ's resurrection, in addition to being an actual rising from the dead, is a symbol, a promise, a certain hope that we who are in Christ will be resurrected on the last day. This is why St. Paul calls Jesus the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. And that day will be our ultimate, our final vindication. And again, the world doesn't want you to believe this. They will continue to put God on trial and, by extension, you with him. But they've been proven wrong before, and God has been proven right. It's now a matter of waiting. Some, or maybe many of us, may die before that wait is up. But eventually, God will be proven right once again. And while we wait, let us revel in this. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Please stand.